Welcome to Real World Rewind, the inaugural episode. My name is Blaine Grimes, and I'm your host. And joining me today is Real World Theology's founder, fearless leader, and patron saint, Mikey Fizzle.
Hey, I like being a patron saint. Because I've actually been joking that my wife is the first to get to sainthood because she married me. But if I can use this in any way to kind of even the odds, I will take it. So thanks, Blaine.
Done. Yeah. So our goal for this show is simple. We want to introduce you to Real World Rewind, and we're going to talk about the reasons behind the show, what the show is, what it's going to look like when you start listening to it, and I'll take some time to introduce myself to all of you by answering a couple of fun questions that Mikey will throw my way. So with that in mind, this is going to be a little bit of an unusual episode. Like I said, it's an inaugural episode, so let's get started. Mikey, we've got a lot of things that we do at Real World Theology. Lots of different things. We've got Hoology, we've got the regular podcast. What made you want to add another podcast to the lineup of things we've already got in place?
That's a great question, Blaine. So I would say that one of my favorite things about doing Real World Theology has been interacting with people who listen to the show, people who, you know, read all the reviews that we have over at the blog, or people I just meet at church who find out that, you know, we have a podcast, or people like me or you or whoever else is involved with Real World Theology go see lots of movies, and you get these people like, oh, have you seen this really obscure movie? Or, man, I saw this really obscure movie and it meant so much to me. Or, hey, you're the movie guy now, so what did you think about the theme of, you know, movie X that just came out last week, or, you know, movie Y that's coming out, you know, a week from now? Do you think it's going to be any good? How deep do you think they're going to go? Do you think they're going to talk about this thing that people shouldn't talk about in real life? And it's just really awesome to me to have these conversations. The problem that I run into is what's called time and attrition, right? So doing Real World Theology, our main focus is to hit a lot of the movies that are, I guess, popular currently in culture, that are currently writing some of our cultural narratives, that are people are currently having to engage with, to see kind of how they're affecting culture. What that doesn't really give us a lot of time to do is talk about some of the best movies that have ever been made, or talk about movies that have had a profound impact on any of us individually, or, you know, some of our listeners. We have, like I said, we have just been so blessed, and we feel so privileged to have so many people come up to us and say, oh man, I love the episode on this movie, but there is this movie that I saw like 5 or 6 or 10 years ago that was just profound to me. When will you do an episode on it? And, you know, I would kind of wince and be like, oh my goodness, I really want to do this, but we just don't necessarily have the time. So what I'm hoping to get out of kind of ushering you, Blaine, into doing Real World Rewind is create a space where we can go back and talk about movies that are iconic or profound or influential, and hopefully with people's suggestions, with, you know, some of our own personal biases or enjoyments, hit a lot of these movies. I mean, just, you know, to think that on the Real World Theology podcast, we've never had a chance to talk about Lord of the Rings or almost any Steven Spielberg film. You know, like we've missed so much for only being around for 3 years. And I am hoping, knowing your love and being excited about other people discovering your love for older films, and gosh, it feels so weird saying older, right?
Right.
Just films, you know, probably over 5 years old, that they're going to enjoy hearing you talk about them and hearing the guests that you have talk about them, and finally get a chance to just hear someone start a discussion about these things that people enjoyed. So what made me want to add another podcast? I am basically just hopefully facilitating at Real World Theology what people have asked for. So You guys have been asking for it, and we've, thanks to Blaine, have had a chance to make that happen. So
there you go. Super excited about it.
Super. So I guess what maybe people don't, I mean, people hopefully are familiar with you, Blaine. You've done a lot of reviews for the site. You have been on a number of the podcasts for really only us having connected for about a little over 6 months now. You know, you've actually been really great at being on the show, adding a lot to the conversation. And I know people probably don't know you that well, but I would ask you, what made you want to be, or I guess host a Real World Rewind podcast? Why do you think it's going to be valuable? And what do you want the show to be like?
So yeah, there's a number of different reasons why I wanted to do this. Number one was because you were kind enough to have me on. I think it was your Mad Max podcast was the first one that I was on. I think that was it. And I just loved it the first time I was on. And then, like you said, I've been on quite a few since then, and I just kind of caught the bug and had thought about starting a podcast on my own. But, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of logistical problems, like getting recording equipment like you helped me out with, and figuring out a way to, you know, sort of market that and get it out there to an audience. And so you came along and asked me at just the right time and sort of provided a really cool opportunity. So that's the first reason. Number two, like you mentioned also, I love movies. That's kind of what I do. You know, like right now, I'm aiming toward a point in my life when I can teach film studies at a university. I got my MA recently in English, and I focused on film and media studies. So, like, this is what I want to do with my life, in addition to it being a really cool hobby. So I love movies, and one of my greatest joys, I remember when I was little, I watched movies like Star Wars and Back to the Future and Jaws and Jurassic Park time and time again. There was a period of time in my life when I watched Back to the Future like once a day for 2 or 3 months. But there's something really special that speaks to the power of movies to sort of shape our world and our understanding and experience of the world, that keeps pulling us back into those stories time and time again. I think that sort of rewatchability is something that just shows how influential movies are. So the chance to get to do something that we're calling Real World Rewind and go back and revisit some of those movies again, is just, like you said, a really cool thing to do that I think a lot of other people are gonna have fun digging into as well.
Mm.
So I think the second part of your question was, what is the show gonna look like? So
paint,
I guess,
me a picture.
Yeah, here's a picture. I'm gonna paint you a picture on this canvas that I've got in front of me. I guess maybe the most important thing is I'm gonna be on every week. I'm the host, right? But we're gonna have a rotating guest every week. So it won't just be me every week talking about movies, because that gets old really quick. You can ask my wife about that.
But
it's true. But we're going to have a rotating guest on every week. We'll be pulling from people that write for Real World Theology, that have been on the podcast before. I'll be pulling in some of my friends. So you're going to get a lot of different guests that bring a lot of different things to the table. You'll get people who are geared more academically, maybe like me sometimes. Sometimes you'll get pastors, you'll get theologians, right? You get a bunch of different people that bring different things to the table, which, again, is another thing that movies do really well, is they allow each person to bring something different to that conversation and to interact with films in a different way. So we're going to have a rotating guest. That's the number one thing. Number two, if you're used to listening to Real World Theology, which presumably you are if you're listening to this, we're going to be a lot shorter. Part of that is because if you're listening to an hour and a half to 2 hour podcast that is Real World Theology, I feel like it's a lot to ask you to listen to something I'm doing for another hour and a half to 2 hours. So we're going to have a runtime between 30 and 35 minutes. So it's going to be a lot shorter. And it's going to come around once a month. So it's just kind of something to supplement what you're already getting from the Real World Theology podcast. It's also going to be similar to Real World Theology in its tone. It's going to be really conversational. I'm not going to be scripting things. Like I said, the idea here is to let people bring their area of expertise to bear on whatever film we're talking about. So that's kind of what the show is going to look like. And I really do want it to be a conversational format. I want you, the listeners, to continue this conversation in the comments section every time we post a podcast, or in our Real World Theology Facebook group, which, by the way, if you didn't know exists, you need to go join it. We have a Real World Theology Facebook group where we're talking about movies all the time, so go join that and talk about the podcast in there and really contribute to that conversation. We want a lot of different voices in on this and talk about our favorite movies together. Huzzah. So that's kind of what it's going to look like.
I like the fact that you're asking people to not commit to a lot more podcast time, considering the length of the regular Real World Theology show. I'm just afraid that your shows are going to be so good that they're going to ask us to cut ours back to 30 minutes so you can start getting the hour and a half, because of my own insecurities playing.
Never fear. You are the Jedi Master.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
The Padawan.
No pressure again. No pressure. I hope that has at least piqued everyone's interest. You kind of have an idea for what we're going to get. This episode 00 show is really meant to do a couple things. Introduce you to this thing we're doing. That's why I'm here. Hopefully I can be a bridge between people who are hopefully used to me. And I have had a lot of conversations with Blaine, so I've gotten to know Blaine really well, or at least I think pretty well. And I know that some of the listeners, depending on which episodes you've listened to, maybe don't know him as well. And I wanted to make sure that, like I said, we're kind of getting a good introduction to who he is, why he's doing this, what he's going to be bringing you guys. It's going to be quality. It's going to be awesome. And most importantly, maybe some familiarity with him. So I wanted to ask Blaine a movie question or two, just to let him throw out some things so you guys will kind of know where Blaine's coming from, the kind of films that he's liked or been influenced by. So when you go, oh, we're listening to Rewind again, we're probably going to get some kind of random Russian early 20th century independent review this week, because Blaine's really into random things, because we all know that. hopefully you all realize that after this podcast or this intro episode. But so my first question to Blaine centers around, I guess, influence. And when I was thinking of this question earlier, I kind of thought about what we do now and why we do it. And I think that's because at some time in the past, whether we were young or whether it was not that long ago, there was a time when we remember a movie having a profound influence on us, or a TV show or whatever. I actually remember the first time I watched this fairly obscure now, sadly, cartoon that used to come on at like 4:30 in the morning on like USA or something. And it was called Exo Squad. And it was the first cartoon I ever saw. It was like 1993. It was sci-fi. It was a serialized cartoon. So you had to watch every week because it wasn't episodic. It dealt with racism, war, power. It questioned what freedom really was. It had characters dying, so they had to deal with death. And I was like, this is a cartoon. And I'm having to really answer questions myself about what I believed about, war, or what power really was, or what it looked like to love your neighbor, from a cartoon in 1993. And so, Blaine, I know you've already mentioned like all these movies that you watched over and over again, like Jaws and Back to the Future and Jurassic Park, but what was one of the first movies you remember that had a profound influence on you?
It's funny you should ask that. I mean, I could go, if I wanted to go around five or six, I'd probably say Star Wars, the original trilogy. But if I went back to my earliest memory, And you say profound. What you said was really profound and really thought-provoking. This is going to be less so. But believe it or not, it was Jurassic Park. It is. Mm-hmm. It's either that or Jaws is the first movie I ever remember seeing. And it was in 1993, so I was 3 years old then. I'm 26 now. And yes, I know my parents let me watch Jurassic Park at three.
There's some questions.
It didn't scare me at all. I loved it. And one of the reasons it influenced me so much, or one of the ways it impacted me so much, was it fueled my imagination. It sparked an intense and immediate love for dinosaurs that still hasn't gone away. It fueled me with hours and hours of, imaginative playtime. I was always running from dinosaurs outside or pretending to be a velociraptor chasing my dad's chickens. It was part of my life. I watched it all the time. I had it memorized. I could quote from it. I had toys. And like I said, this is nothing profound, but still it's like when you see a movie that young and you have such vivid memories of it, it becomes almost a part of you. And so Jurassic Park and Jaws and Star Wars are like that for me. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of with that, because I think that's hopefully one of the things that we hit on the podcast, having like that conversational tone, that sometimes, even though there's themes in movies, sometimes a movie can just connect with you on a level that just makes you keep coming back to it and impacts you in a way that may not be, you know, highly theological, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't stick with you for a long time. Because I always think about how there was the one summer that I probably watched Robin Hood Men in Tights like 20 times, because I probably watched it, you know, every other day during my summer break. And, you know, I will never forget how much I enjoyed that movie, not because it made some type of, you know, culturally relevant commentary necessarily, but just because it was a bridge for something me and my friends could quote to each other.
Yeah.
And it showed me the value of, you know, pretty clever, like, plays on words, things like that. You know, I wasn't theologically blowing anybody away after I watched that movie, but it has shaped who I was. And I think that in and of itself is valuable.
Yeah. I think it's even important. It's especially important, as we're adults, to be able to do that from time to time. I think in one of the early reviews I wrote for Real World Theology, it was on Man from U.N.C.L.E. this summer, which is really just it's a fun movie. And I think that was the point of my review was, I actually think there are some pretty smart things that it's doing, but I didn't really talk about those in the review. I talked about how, you know, sometimes it's okay to have fun. One of my favorite writers, N.D. Wilson, you know, says, God made, you know, the platypus, and he made skunks, because some things just need to be fun. So yeah, that's okay from time to time too.
Mm. Well, then I'll ask you one more quick question, so this does not, you know, take up too much more of people's time as a episode 00. But this is as much for them as it is for you. And that is, can you give people just an idea of some of the movies that you're most excited to rewind, as it were?
Yeah, so our next episode is going to be, in fact, our next three episodes are going to be on Lord of the Rings. So we're going to start with Fellowship, then do the Two Towers, and then Return of the King. I'm super excited about that. Spielberg, if you can't tell, was a part of my childhood, so we're definitely going to do some Spielberg. Jaws will be in the near future. We'll do some animated movies. Those get overlooked a lot of times. We'll do things like The Iron Giant or The Lion King, which was another big one for me growing up.
Mm.
Then we'll also reach back and do even older films like maybe Citizen Kane or Casablanca, things that, you know, everybody's seen or everybody should have seen. So we're really just gonna hit a lot of iconic films, and then maybe, you know, if you've been with me for, you know, 20 years or something, I can sneak one of my obscure films in.
Well, hopefully you're gonna get into such a good routine, a good rhythm, that we're gonna get more than just one a month. You know, we're gonna be clamoring all the time for the next new episode of Rewind. Yeah. That's how I feel when people ask for more episodes of Real World Theology. I was like, if you only knew how much time it took to put out one episode. But it is a labor of love, and it is so much fun, and I'm very excited to see and just kind of watch the conversations happen and watch how much you enjoy getting to do this and interacting with all the guests and the listeners. So that's all I have, man.
Awesome. So if we wanted to find you on Twitter, where would we do that?
If you wanted to find me on Twitter, you can find me at Fizzification if you have not already. Make sure you're going to Real World Theology, where you hopefully have found this podcast, at realworldtheology.com. And, you know, keep listening, guys.
Yeah, definitely. And make sure you join our Facebook group and talk about movies in there with all of us, because we're there posting stuff all the time. If you want to find me on Twitter, you can find me at @DEPT_of_tourism, because I like to make it as complicated as possible. So until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you talking about Fellowship of the Ring in a bit. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been a Real World Theology production. For more information, check out realworldtheology.com. And thanks for listening.
Now this is podcasting. Woo!